It's strange we start the season of Advent and immediately we have a feast day and different readings, different colors. But it is a good reminder to us today as we listen to Paul's letter to the Romans. He asks about four questions in a row. How can they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone to preach? How can people preach unless they are sent? How can people be sent unless they have encountered the living God? It's very strange that God would entrust such an incredible is not the right word, that means unbelievable, such an awesome mission, that God would entrust such an incredible and awesome mission to weak, sinful human beings like you and me. We at times can be often removed from the apostles because we recognize them, we see them because we make statues out of them. We see pious pictures of them. We know that they are saints. Yet if we saw them in their humanity, I dare say a lot of us would probably be scandalized. Not because they are immoral or crass, but because they are like you and I. Real people who grew up in real towns, who had moms and dads and work and clothes and shoes and hobbies and things that fascinated them and experiences of life that made them sad or angry. Such a beautiful thing, the encounter with Jesus Christ, the encounter with the risen Lord. And the message going out through all the world. We take it for granted that anyone could go to any bookstore and buy a copy of the Bible. Take it for granted that anyone can pull out a smartphone and Google anything they want to know about Jesus. Be careful on what source you go to. They say we take it for granted because it has never been this way. It has always been living people like you and me encountering a living God. And in the encounter, us being empowered to bear witness to that Jesus Christ, so that others in our witness may encounter that same living God. Without the internet, without the printing press, without smartphones, I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, encourage you to enter into this invitation by our Lord, the invitation for the gospel message to become enfleshed in you. You know, it may not be perfect, you may not know everything, but it has always been this way. It is not just for Andrew, the apostle and martyr. Don't forget, Andrew was first the fisherman. We too have no idea who will encounter the risen Lord if the gospel becomes incarnate in us. But that is exactly the invitation of our Lord. Amen.